Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Why You Worried About It. I am Lindsay Bush. I am the HR director with Country Crossroads Counseling.
And hey, everybody, I'm Susie Arbo, and I'm a licensed professional counselor. We're on this journey to a better all of us, which we absolutely love. Right. And we try to cover topics that are relevant and are real and just things that can help us all.
Yes, absolutely. We're very excited. We love everybody. We've got tons of feedback, which we love, of different ideas. What do you guys want to hear about? Please keep telling us. If you follow us on Facebook, that's the best way just to kind of follow along, find, make sure to subscribe to our videos. That way you're getting notified whenever we've got new ones out there. But please, if you ever want to be on the show, we would love to have guests. We absolutely love talking to people and getting different perspectives. We know that everybody is working on things, and it's our journey just to try to do a better job, try to be better people.
Absolutely. And the coolest part is that we can learn from anybody, regardless of whoever you are, you know, whatever, we can learn from you and you can learn from us, and we can all grow together. And that's the most beautiful thing in the world. So,
and I love that actually that you said that. It makes me think of, like, there's so many things going on right now. And we don't know what we're talking about yet, but on Facebook, like, there's so many things I've noticed, like, people, I might not agree with them, but I can learn. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like everybody right now is arguing and fighting and just upset about different opinions and things. And there's so many reasons why we don't have to agree, but we can still get along and coexist and be good humans. And so I love that you said that, though, Susie, because it made me think of that. Like, literally, there's no reason that there has to be so much hate and anger. So.
For sure. It's no secret that I follow John Maxwell, and he's one of my role models in this world. But one of the things that he always talks about when he talks about leadership is that somewhere along the line in the last, 10 years, there's been this thing, going on that people feel like if you don't have the exact same opinions that you cannot, get along, you cannot be friends, you cannot, lead, whatever. And it's just not the case. You know what I mean? You can have totally different opinions. And I love to say this little thing where I always say, oh, good. I'm so glad that you have a different idea than me. Yeah. I want to hear about it, because this world would be so boring if we all thought the same thing. Absolutely. And did the same thing and believed in the same thing. Like, we should have different opinions. Mm-hmm. We should do different things. And that's wonderful. And that's great. And that's how this world gets better.
Yep. Yeah. And it happens more and more. I think the older I get, the more I realize it. And the more you step back and stop being so judgmental or maybe aggressive and just truly look at it from a learning experience. I'm on a couple different boards, and going through college, you learn, like, you don't want to sit on a board with people that all have the same like minds, because really, what are you doing? Like, then what is it, just the good old boys club where you just sit around and talk about how great you are? I mean, you're probably not growing and learning and doing things. So, like, I love whenever there's those sometimes hard conversations. I mean, obviously we don't love to have them, but in those settings where people can just learn from each other and grow and just have respect out of other people's kind of vision and why they see things the way they see things. I love lately anymore. Can we just both agree to just disagree? It's okay. We can both be right, but that doesn't mean that anybody's wrong either. So, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And that's actually kind of along the lines of our topic today, which is we wanted to talk just a little bit about, like, adversity and when things don't go our way, and just kind of like stressors in life. And kind of what brought this up for me recently is I've been running around talking to different groups throughout the state of Missouri. And one of the things that I feel like we almost get to, like a lot of people in life, I should say, they just feel like life should be easy and it should be perfect and it should just go as planned and it should just kind of go, and nothing bad should happen. And it's just like, it's not the case. You know what I mean? We have to just be prepared at any given time that there is going to be things. So there's going to be stressors. There's going to be conflict. There's going to be tough personalities. There's going to be hardships that happen in life, and just be prepared for them, because nobody is perfect. No life is perfect. And there's nobody free or exempt from these hardships. And so the more you can just expect that these things are going to happen and these roadblocks are going to happen, and then how you figure out and maneuvering through them is really the biggest thing. And so I think just when we can be prepared and whatnot, it's so much better than just thinking like, oh, I just wish life was easy. You know, I just wish that nothing bad happened. So that's kind of our topic today.
Yep, being flexible for sure. And it makes me think of my kids all the time. Like if I throw a curveball at him and like maybe my son comes home from school thinking that he's gonna sit up and play his games all night, but I'm like, no, actually we have somewhere to be, and it sends him into an uproar. I'm constantly like, buddy, like let's be flexible. Let's remember, like life things happen. We don't get to do everything we want to do all the time. Like there's certain things. And so just trying to teach these little ones too that being flexible is so important. Like if you're so rigid and you think that you have a plan and this is what I'm going to do, and like I'm telling you, 9 times out of 10, something's going to happen. And if you're that kind of person that isn't easy to just kind of go with the flow, and I'm not saying don't have a plan. Obviously, we love plans. Like I think we're the biggest planners and to-do lists. I know we've got notebooks and planners and stuff everywhere. That makes sense. Or we're not going to have goals and we're not going to reach them if we don't have some kind of plan. But just knowing how to be versatile and flexible when things change, because it's inevitable, no matter what. Like things are going to change. So the more that you kind of teach yourself and train yourself to do those things in those moments, I think you get better at it too. And like we joke all the time, stuff happens. We plan events all the time. We've got one coming up tomorrow. We're so excited about it. How many times, Susie, have we changed this like event? Like, but we're flexible and it's going to be so fun. The end of the day, we're raising money for a great cause, awareness on mental health. But it comes down to us. We could have thrown our hands up and said, forget it then. We're not doing it. We're getting pushback here, pushback here. But it's going to go on and everything's going to be fine. And the purpose is going to happen. And that's what's more important.
Yep, absolutely. And life is really what you make it. You know, going in with a good attitude and, you know, things don't go as planned or adversity happens. It is all about your mindset all the time about, hey, you know what? This hardship happened, this stressor happened, this, you know, this person is mad at me or this person is lying. You keep moving forward in life and you do your best, your personal best, and you keep going forward, and that's what we can do. And I think feel like sometimes we think like so many things are out of our control, but the one thing that we always have control over is our attitude and our mindset. And that is the most beautiful thing. And when we have that in the right spot, life is good.
Yeah. And I think even with that is more memorable than whatever the problem could ever be. People are watching you. They're watching how you handle adversity. They're watching how you tackle these things. Are you somebody that like freaks out every time one little thing goes wrong and then everything's the end of the world? And like, is that really how you want to be portrayed? Or is it more of a, you know what, everything's fine. We're going to figure it out. We're going to have fun. And even if it's not fun, sometimes things aren't fun. So I don't mean to make light of everything, but it's really just truly how you're going to come off to people and let people see how you choose to fight through any of those adversities. Because there's options. You could be terrible and grumpy and fussy about it, or you could actually be a good role model and show people that everything's okay. We're going to get through it and hold your head high.
We actually at Country Crossroads Counseling, we always preach that those are gifts, right? Those are wonderful learning opportunities that we are going to grow stronger, we're going to grow better, we're going to get through it, and oh my goodness, you know, we are better because we did it. And I just feel like shifting that little mindset right there, and it's almost kind of like now it's like a little kind of a just a reframe. And it makes it a more positive kind of situation. And so we love the frame gift, you know, the reframe the gift. And so I'll have people email me that will be, you know, they'll say, Susie, I have a gift for you. And I'll be like, okay, let's hear it, you know, and stuff. And we've kind of taught our company that that's kind of our mindset about it because it is. It's a learning opportunity to grow and get better. And the more and more we actually fight things in life, the harder things get. And I always use with my therapy clients actually a concept called radical acceptance. And it's that's a beautiful, beautiful concept. And what it is basically is rather than fight that, you know, that breakup or that hardship or that bad thing, that stressor, you know what we need to do? We need to look at it as, okay, this is happening. Either God's sending this my, you know, my way or this, you know, this is happening for a reason. And I'm gonna embrace it. I'm going to work through it. And I'm going to get better as a human is what I'm going to do. And you know, this show is called Why You Worried About It. And we always talk about there are some things that you should worry about. And then there's a lot of things to, you know, do what you can in your control and then let the rest, you know, be how it should.
Yeah, that's all. It's so good. And things, like we've said, things are going to happen. And so if you just keep planning like your life, like it's going to be rainbows and sunshine, and then the one time something bad happens, it just derails your entire plan. you're not ready for it. So just know that there's always going to be those things, and it's going to make whatever it is better and stronger in the end. If you truly want it and you want to fight through it and do it, like it's going to happen. And I love that with companies. Like if we never had a problem, if I had my admin team and we had a meeting every week and it was all just could have been an email type meeting, then we're not growing, we're not learning, we're not changing, we're not making better processes. So like just taking every little thing and thinking, and I love it because even our team now, they'll come and they're like, you know what, we've learned from it. It was really hard, but we learned from this and now we have a better process because of it. And having that mindset is, I feel like the our team is completely shifted. But that's just kind of the entire feeling around a problem. It's okay. We know there's going to be problems. If you act like it's the end of the world, though, then everybody's going to follow you, especially if you're a leader. If you're out there leading other people, they are looking to you for how are you going to react. So if you are up there running around like your mind is crazy all the time and everything is terrible, then what are you showing the people that are looking to you for guidance? So I definitely challenge you, if you're a leader, to try to have an open mind and maybe almost like set out to find that first problem. Not that we want a problem to come along, right? But something's going to come along. Even everything's going great right now, it's going to happen. But I challenge you to take it and be excited about this next problem. Maybe take notes after you figure it out and debrief, and then come back and say, you know what, this is what we learned from this and what a gift it is. And really challenge yourself and others to look at it that way. I think is there would be I'd love to get people's feedback on that too. So if anybody's listening to this and you've done that, please let us know how it goes, because I think that's something that's really interesting to see what people are learning.
Yeah, absolutely. And in my workbook, it's getting ready to come out actually, and I'm so excited for it. It's so cool. But one of the things that I talk about in that workbook is like in the moment, it might not feel like a gift. Like you might be like, why is this person trying to make my life crazy, you know, or trying to get me, you know, or whatever. But it's like, it's literally like you have to almost kind of work through it and get to that spot and work on your mindset. It's constant work, right? Like we have over 60,000 thoughts a day and a lot of them are negative. So just really working through that and then getting to that spot where, okay, you know, now I can take a step back and realize this is what's going on here. You know what I mean? And this is a really cool opportunity to grow and really take it all in, embrace it, and be better as a human. So, but in the moment, you might not feel like it's a gift, but I promise you it is. It's gonna be
Absolutely.
okay. And the only way you wouldn't make it through it is if you just give up, you
Yeah.
know? And that's not a good alternative,
It shouldn't
right?
be the
Like, you
option.
know,
Yeah.
yeah, yep.
Why even set out to do it in the first place if that's what you're willing to do? Yeah. Yeah. And I love that you said all that. And I don't know why I'm leaning towards leadership whenever we're talking about this today. I
Yeah,
don't know
it's
why.
true.
Maybe because of just thinking of my people and everything. But I was just thinking, like, if I was somebody looking for like mentorship or reaching out to somebody as a leader, and would you want to go to somebody that sailed through and never had a problem and never actually had to face something head on and do that? Or would you rather be with somebody that has worked through things, who's been positive and really had can build that resume of we've been through this, through this, through this? And like those are the people that you're going to learn from. Those are the ones that are actually going to have the education and the knowledge to share with you, because if it's a smooth sailing situation, there's not much to learn from that. Like that's not everybody, and hopefully people have those too. Hopefully there's people out there that are smooth sailing, and that's wonderful. But truly, if you are going through hard things and you're doing it positively, and you're only getting better, and you're going to be such a good mentor and leader for others to show them how to do that too.
Yep, absolutely. And I don't know about you, but I want to be in the same room with people that are moving and shaking in life and doing
Absolutely.
things. And if you're just stagnant and you're status quo and you're just average and you're just kind of comfortable there, you know what I mean? Then that's not a good place to be either. So,
No.
yeah. So I feel like lots of good stuff on this, Lindsay. I know I needed to hear this today because it's a constant thing, you know. As far as like, I feel like nobody's like arrived, you know, at their destination. Like people should be until the day we take our last breath. We should be learning and growing and stuff. And so, great content today. And I'm excited to share this with people. And like you said, I'm excited to hear what they have to say too, and things that maybe they've been through, and to keep one foot in front of the other. So that's kind of the key takeaway.
Yes. Yeah. So quick recap here. If you ever want to be on the show, you have any topics you want to hear from us, please reach out to us. We love your feedback. We love to hear from you, and we love to have people sit with us and chat with us. We love to challenge ourselves. So even if it's something that you think we might not be quite on board with, I'd love to hear that too. I'd love to talk through that and you know, maybe you have a challenge for us or something. Please reach out and let us know. We are open and we want to be genuine and be on this best journey towards better us's, better you's. So please be watching for it and follow us on Facebook. And you can also catch us on our website is countrycrossroadscounseling.com.
That's right. That's right. And your call to action, you know, I always leave with a little call to action here is that look at whatever's going on in your life right now, whatever stressor, conflict, hard situation that's going on right now. Try to think of this as a learning opportunity, a gift, and figure out what that lesson is for you. And let's move forward together on this journey to a better you. Thanks for listening, guys.